Wednesday, the 9th of September, Kof Elul. This year's given Leilu Nishmas, Avraham ben Ephraim Itzkovitz, Rabbi Yehuda Silva, the wake-up call.
So, good morning to everyone. And thank you very much. Those were very kind words. And I appreciate the bracha and Mitzvah Shem that I can come back often. Today is the yahrzeit of my Rebbe, Rebbe Lapian, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And I almost went to Panavid. Anyway, it's the yahrzeit of Rebbe, and Lekvoidoy, I hope these words will be matim to that which I was supposed to and learned from, but I don't want this. It'll sound a little musardik, but I'm not one to give musar. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tkiya Shofar, "Af al pi shetkiya shofar b'rosh hashanah gzeres hakosuv." Even though that we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because the Torah says so, you have to blow. Yom Tshuva Yelochem. Remez Yeshua. But there's a hint. A hint, in other words, it means that we can understand it. There's a reason behind it. Klomar, Uru Yesheni Mishenaschem. Those who are sleeping, wake up from your sleep. V'nirdomim Hokitzu Mitardei Maschem. And those of you who are slumbering, wake up from your slumber. What happens when you wake up? V'chipzu ma'aseichem. You should look into your actions. V'chizru b'tshuva. And you should do tshuva. V'zichru barachem. And remember the Rabbeinu Shalom. Remember that there's a Borei Olam. Because I'm speaking, he says, to elu ha'shoichichim eso emes b'havlei hazman. Those who are, forget the emes. Because of Havle Azman. Here I would translate Havle Azman, the pettiness of our daily actions. V'shoigim kol shlosam behevel v'rik ha'shaloyoy. And we're involved in things that really does not give us any benefit whatsoever. V'lo yatzil, and they won't save us. Habitu l'nachshoy seichem. Look at your soul. Look at the neshama. Habitu l'nachshoy seichem. Dehetivu darchechem, and correct your ways. U'malechem. V'yazov kol echad mikem darko haro machshavto yasher lo teva. And everyone should leave those things which are not good and those thoughts which are not going to be of any value. So clearly the Rambam is saying here that the shofar is an alarm clock. It's supposed to wake us up. But then he continues, and the Rambam says, "Machza, machza." Every person has to see themselves as being in the middle, being half and half, and half ma'asim toivim, half ma'asim roim, cholila. And if one does a mitzvah, he's machriya his din, the toiva, and the whole world, because he's supposed to perceive the world also as machza, machza. So everything is dependent on me. It's a heavy thing, you know. It's all me. Every one of us has to think that my action right now is going to affect the entire world. Do a mitzvah, will be machriya lekaf skus, and aver lekaf cholil, the opposite. But what does this have to do with the Tekiah Shofar being a wake-up call? Either, yeah, machza, that's the reality. Either that's the way a person should perceive himself. Every action is important. What does that have to do with the fact that the shofar is a wake-up call? So that's really what I wanted to be masbir today. Let's go back to the very beginning. On Rosh Hashanah we say, Hayoim aras oylo. Today's the day the world was created. Beginning of the world. Yet we know it wasn't the beginning of the world. The beginning of the world is in 5 days, on Chof Hei Elul is the first day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the day man was created. The human being was the sixth day of creation. What does that mean? So clearly, being that Adam is the Baal Bechira, the only Baal Bechira in the world, who can acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and can subjugate himself to him and accept his rule, Therefore, we have to know that that which makes a man, an Adam, a Baal Bechira, what makes us into a Baal Bechira, is that we are this synthesis of Ruach and Guf, Neshama and Guf, Vayipach, Biapov, Nishmas, Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils, the living soul. So that means that the way we became a Baal Bechira, which means the way we are able to acknowledge and accept upon ourselves the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into our nostrils a Neshama. So just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into us to give us the ability to acknowledge Him, on the day that we're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, we too blow. We too blow. We also emulate, that's the essence of being a Baal Bechira, is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into us to make us into a Baal Bechira to acknowledge Him, so too we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, what we're really saying here is that the whole world, all of Bria, because this is Bria, this is Rosh Hashanah, this is the beginning, Adar. So the whole world, in a sense, is dependent on man to wake up, to perceive Ruchnius, and to see that which is below the surface of the Bria. If the Adam will be spiritually awake, then the whole world will wake up from the slumber. If we are awake and we are sensitive to Kedusha and to Ruchnius, then the whole world will respond in kind. If not, Cholila, then it's Toyu Vavoyu. That's the whole purpose of Bria. Toyu Vavoyu was the state before Adam acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why the Rambam says that every person should see themselves as Machtza or Machtza. Because Lamaisa, the whole world, is dependent on my being awake. The whole world is dependent on my being sensitive, because that's why He created it, to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are we asleep or are we awake? And we have to know, we have to realize that the world as we see it is not what the reality is. The meaning of the word Olam, the world, the universe, has the same shayrish as the word Helem. Helem is hidden. There's a hiddenness in the world. And if in Lashon HaKodesh, the world and hidden are the same word, then that has to symbolize to us that there is something specific and crucial in the fact that there's a hiddenness in the world. Because that's defining the world. There's something hidden. And what is it that's hidden? What is it that's not perceived in this world? So we know our world is a physical world, the world we can see, hear, feel, touch. That's the sensitivity of this world, what our senses give us. It's what we eat, the music we hear, the art that we perceive, the beauty that we see in the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can't perceive with any of our senses. That's not something you can see. I remember years ago, I heard this story. When the Russians sent up a Sputnik, the first cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin, he went around the Earth. He did his orbit around the Earth, so a Russian teacher wanted to emphasize to her class that there is no God. So she says, comrade students, you know that Yuri Gagarin went up into the heavens, circumvented the entire world, looked out the window, and he didn't see God. There is no God. What you can't see doesn't exist. That's, you can't see, hear, feel, smell, doesn't exist. So the story goes that there was a Jewish boy in the class and he asked permission to ask a question. He said, yeah? He said, comrade students, can any of you see the intelligence of the teacher? No. Doesn't exist.
No teacher.
Doesn't exist. What you can't see doesn't exist. But it's not supposed to be that way. We know that there's much more to our world. Much more, far more than what we can perceive with our senses. It's as if the world has been given an injection of an anesthetic. We're asleep. We're insensitive. It doesn't allow us to see Hashem's presence. And indeed, the pasuk says, "Okay, nato kale mistater." You, Hashem, you're hidden. You're below the surface. You are those who live an entire lifetime, an entire lifetime, and don't perceive HaKadosh Baruch. But there was one man who woke up. There was one man. Took 2,000 years, Kimat, and he woke up. And his name was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu woke up. The entire world was on one side, Avraham Avinu on the other side, and he saw, and he perceived, and he knew that there was a Borei Olam. And he began a mission. And that's the mission of Klal Yisrael, that's our mission. And we say it three times a day in Oleinu. We hear the words, Yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei seidel, that they should know, recognize, all humanity. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone will subjugate themselves. They should acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal, to awaken, to live with that sensitivity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. After Avraham Avinu woke up, a nation woke up. Klal Yisrael woke up, and that was at Yetzias Mitzrayim at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ro Shivcha Layom Mashaloi Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi B'Maisa Merkava. They saw they were sent, they saw below, they saw the reality. And then the ultimate waking up. There was an ultimate waking up, but that's when we stood at Maimon Har Sinai. Stood at Maimon Har Sinai, and we all experienced the nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to each and every one of us. But there was no guarantee that we wouldn't fall back to sleep. No guarantee that we wouldn't fall back to sleep. We read Shabbos. Shabbos we read. Hear the words in the Toichacha. Yacha Hashem b'tzimhoim leivov. What is simhoim leivov? Rashi says, it means oitem halev, a numb heart. A numb heart, an anesthetic given to the heart that we don't see, we don't feel, we don't perceive. The last vidui that we say on Yom Kippur is Al-Chei Chechotonu Lefanecha B'Simhon Levav. What does that say? Why is that the last one? Because this is the ultimate cause of all of our chatoy. This is why we don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because our heart is numb. We're numb to Ruchnius. We walk around on our daily way, that they say, the havle hasman, with the pettiness of daily life. We get involved in things, and one, we're involved with what we're involved in, we don't think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do we wake up? How do we wake up? So the Rambam told us, Uru yisheini mishay naschem, v'nirdomim hakitzu mitardei maschem. You can wake up. You know how? Habitu l'nafshoy seichem. Amazing, beautiful words. Habitu l'nach. Recognize that you have a neshama. Recognize you have a neshama tahira. I must have quoted this before, but I have to quote it again because every time I hear it and see it and say it, I'm moved. The Rebbe Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, says in Tzidkes HaTzadik, if you want to look it up, it's Kedai, it's Kuf Nun Dalit, in Tzidkes HaTzadik. And he says like this, Kishem shetzorich otom lahamin b'Hashem Yisborach. We have a mitzvah to believe in Hashem Yisborach. Kach tzorich achar kach lahamin ba'atzma. Just like you have a mitzvah to believe in the Rabbanu Shloim, I have a mitzvah to believe in yourself. Ratzaloymar. What does it mean? How do you believe in yourself? Ratzaloymar. Sheyesh l'Hashem Yisborach esek imoy. That the Rabbanu Shloim is involved with him, cares about him, he's doing business with him constantly. That we all have this gorgeous, beautiful neshama tahira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about, he's involved with, and he is there constantly. Only open your eyes. I'll tell you an interesting story. people whose eyes are open. There was a Yid who was very much involved in Kiruv HaChoikim in Eretz Yisrael. And very much Liach. Literally hundreds, thousands perhaps he touched. And one day there was a tragic accident and he was killed. At the Levaya. At the Levaya they told over this story. Said this Yid, before he became a Baal Tshuva, he had in Tel Aviv, he had a shop that sold not such nice things, a pornographic shop. And of course he had his wares in the window. And he would stand outside his shop from time to time, and of course people would walk by. Men, women, they'd walk by. And everybody would stop and look. Everybody would take a look. Some a little bit more time, some a little less time, but everybody was busy looking at what he had to sell. He said one day, there was a yeshiva bacher. Yeshiva bacher, you know, typical, black cap. He's on his way, I don't know, somewhere. And he passed by the shop, he had a gemara in his hand, passes by the shop, doesn't look, doesn't gaze, doesn't spend time, just walks on by. And he looked at it and he said, something's wrong, the guy probably's not normal. So he runs after him, and he starts to talk to him, and he sees he's a normal guy. He says, something's wrong here. How can he do that? How come he's not reacting to it? He said, I got to figure this out. And he went, and he learned, and he went, and the rest was history. And he became a Baal Tshuva, and he was makar of thousands of people. So the Masbid said, this yeshiva bacher, whoever he is, after a Me'ev Esrim, he'll come up to Shamayim, and they'll say to him, Baruch Abba, the great makarev, Baruch Abba, the one who brought thousands of Yidden back to Torah and mitzvahs. You know, look around and who are you talking about? I said, I've been sitting and learning in Kailu my whole life. I haven't been involved in any of this. I don't know what you want. He was aware. He was awake. He was a person who was spiritually awake. His neshama was awake. And he was aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he walked on by. That act alone influenced hundreds, if not thousands of people. That's not being involved with Havlei Azman. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect of us? What does he want? Again, we say it three times a day in Olenu. V'yodata hayoim v'ashay loysel v'vavecho. He's not... V'yodata hayoim is up here. It's up here, it's in the head. It's an idea. After, do you believe in the Rabbah? Yeah. Do you do it? Yeah. Are you kaved? Yes. You're kaved? Yeah. But it's all up here. It has to come into our emotional realization and mean it, and it has become real. Our emotional realization takes it and turns it into our life. Hashem doesn't want us to be religious. He doesn't want us to be strong. I had a Rebbe, remember Kaplan, Tzadik Livracha, when I was in high school, my last year in high school. Remember Kaplan, if you would say the word frum, he would literally grimace and his whole body would contort. No! Bernstein doesn't want you to be frum. He wants you to mean it. He wants you to mean it. He doesn't want us to act out of habit. He doesn't want us to act because that was our chinuch. And that's the way we have to do it. He wants us to mean it. Bernstein does not want robots. He doesn't want us to walk around robots. He wants us to think about what we're doing and to be aware, I'm doing this because this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. He wants us to do things that are not easy. You know that fella next door that you really can't stand? Say hello. Smile. Say hello and smile. You know, I always tell... we talk about chinuch and children and how best to make children aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I tell mothers and fathers sometimes that you have to help your child develop a personal relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not something, it's you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you do that? So the same advice I give the mothers to tell their kids, I'm saying to us, to myself. Do one mitzvah. One mitzvah a day that only you and the Ribbono Shel Olam know about. You and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then you have a personal relationship. It has to be something no one has to know, not the family, not the God, the world, not with the, without the Torah. Just a mitzvah that you're doing because you want to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes you spiritually aware. That makes your neshama alive. And to know that you carry an achrayus. A beautiful, beautiful story with the Munkacher. The Munkacher Rebbe held himself as a Talmud of Reb Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri. He was a great mekubel, and he was the chief rabbi of Istanbul, and then he became the chief rabbi of Damascus, and finally he settled in Yerushalayim. And he wanted very much through subbing the Munkacher wanted was corresponding with him, and he wanted very much to meet him. And finally, in 1930, the Rebbe was given permission. They called him the Sabbat Chadisha to come, and he made, with his entourage, a whole trip to Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole crowd waiting to see him, to be Mekabel Ponim, the Munkacher Rebbe. And he wasn't interested, of course, in any of that. He wanted to go see Reb Shlomo Eliezer Alfandri. Nope. So he comes in, and soon after the Shalom Aleichem, they go into a private room. Go into a private room to talk. And the Gaba, the Munkacher's Gaba, wanted to hear what was going on. He couldn't help it, right? Such a momentous moment, such a meeting. So he put his ear to the door. And this is what he heard. The Munkacher spoke very slowly, very deliberately, but with great urgency. And he said like this, Tagidli, Bevakasha. And Bevakasha, he probably said, Tagidli, Bevakasha, Mosa Yavoi Mashiach. So the Saba responded to him, Yesh mi shema'akev es ha'gu'ula. There are those who are stopping him from coming. The Gabbai listened, and he listened some more, but suddenly there was absolute silence. No response. And then all of a sudden he heard a wailing and a crying, and the Rebbe says to Reb Shlomo Eliezer, Ha'im ani gam min ha'ma'akvim es ha'gu'ula? Am I someone who's stopping the Gaula? He saw it on himself. If we realize that we too are part and parcel of this, and we may, you know, it's Obama's fault. It's this one's fault. It's that one's fault. All of those, they're the ones. They're stopping it. Hagam ani min ha'ma'akvim es ha'gu'ula. Me too. Okay. So, as Rav Tzadik said, each and every one of us has a neshama tahira. And that's our desire. That's truly, as the Gemara says, that what we really want is to do your ratzon. We have to know that ultimately, when we do act that way, and we overcome the yetzer, then you know what happens? We're all of a sudden filled, and we've all experienced it at one point, an overwhelming joy. True joy. True simcha, when we know that we are connecting to that which is beyond ourselves, to the ruchni in this world. We say when we blow the shofar, we say in the Lamnatzeach, Kol ha'amim tiku chof, hariu le'lokim b'kol rino. Kol ha'amim tiku chof. They clap, they hold hands, and they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'rino, with joy. So the Targum translates, hariu le'lokim, Yalola, to cry. Yalola is a cry. With a voice of shvach. And that's the taitch of Bekol Rina. Rina is the simcha, joy and happiness. How is it possible? We should cry and wail with joy. Crying and wailing with joy. They seem to be mutually exclusive. But the truth of the matter is this. when we recognize how far removed we are from the way we want to be, and we cry about it, and we cry about it, that brings the song. That brings the joy. When we are full of joy that our neshama is no longer asleep, when we're following the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, the sound of the trua, it's a beautiful thing. The trua is the sound that is representative of the shofar, the trua. Now the trua, the word trua has two meanings. It's one meaning actually, but it's the same word. Trua comes from the word tiroein b'shevet barzel, as it says in Tehillim. Break them! Break to break! Trua is a break, and that's why it's a broken sound. It's what means to break. But at the same time, that same word, trua, we say, gila, ringa, titza, cheva, ava, achva, sholay, vereus. What's reus doing in there? Breaking? Chalil. Reus means that we indeed, we are two parts that were separated, and now we're coming together. That's what trua really means. So at the same time that I'm breaking my heart, at the same time I'm waking myself up with that sound of the trua, which breaks my heart, which brings me to tears, also I recognize that that's connecting me to that which I have been separated from, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sound of the trua symbolizes the breaking of our own pettiness and subjugating ourselves to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no greater joy. There is no greater simcha for a person to be alive, ruchnistic. When a person is alive, ruchnistic, the whole world changes. That's the wake-up call. That's what the Rambam is telling you. Habitu l'nafsho seichem. Go back. Go back to your neshama. See it in with clarity. And you can therefore, yazov kolechon mikem darkoi haro, that's what will bring us to leave the path that is creating such difficulty and preventing the coming of Mashiach. Habitu l'nafsho seichem v'heitivu darchechem u'mal aleichem. May we all be zoichem that this coming year in Yitz Hashem you should all have a ksiva v'chesima toiva. And this should be the year where we're all together constantly aware of our sensitivity to Ruchnius, and so that we can perceive in the Heling, in that which is hidden, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sensitivity to see how much lies beneath the surface. And when we have that ability to look beyond that which is on the surface and see deeper to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to say to us, then there is no question that when the time comes, they won't be able to say about us that we are being ma'akib the gula.